Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller to Lechelland Historical Society. Here's a couple of pioneer Indians in the Chelan Valley. John Wapato came to the valley in the early 1880s. He was a member of the Aniat tribe that lived at the mouth of the Aniat River. He left the Aniat area for some time to work in the Portland area as a longshoreman and a cook. When he returned, he became chief of the Aniats. He built a home, a trading post, barns, and corrals. He had a large garden in which he raised many vegetables, including potatoes. The Chinook jargon word for potatoes was Wapato, so people called him Wapato John. In December 1872, a great earthquake just south of John's place along the Columbia flooded the Wapato land. The Wapatos rebuilt and continued operating their trading post and ranch. About 1880, the Wapatos moved to the Manson District, and John built a church there in 1888, trading 10 heifers for the building materials, which he hauled from the Waterville Plateau. He planted the first orchard in Manson with seeds he obtained at Fort Vancouver. With the building of the Chelan Dam in 1927, the water submerged their orchards. With the compensation they received for that loss, they built a dance pavilion and improved the racetrack and rodeo grounds that had been built earlier. Wapato John died at the age of 86. Then there was Madeline Wapato, who was born in 1832, a member of the Moses Columbia tribe. She married Wapato John in the late 1840s after his first wife, Timish, died, leaving one-year-old son, Charles. John and Madeline raised him as well as five children of their own. By the 1860s, Wapato John and Madeline had established a ranch and a trading post at the mouth of Oklahoma Gulch along the Columbia River. In the early 1880s, they relocated to the north shore of Lake Chelan. In 1886, they befriended early settlers such as the Navarre family. Madeline acted as a nurse for Mrs. Navarre and helped care for her children. She acted as midwife in other births in the area. Their move to Chelan area was prompted by the 1883 revision of the controversial Treaty establishing a reservation in eastern Washington. In the revision, local Native Americans were given the option of moving it to the Colville Indian Reservation or accepting an allotment of 640 acres. The allotments the Wapatos chose included present-day Wapato Point. John and Mary reestablished their trading post, raised the first apples in the valley, built a track for horse racing, and built the Catholic church that served the local Indians. She died at the age of 98. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.